Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for movie fans when there's a big, big new movie release. It was released last night. We reviewed it yesterday. But we'll repeat a little bit of that because there are still bazillions of people who are planning to go out and see Top Gun Maverick. Is it one of the greatest movies of all time? Is it worth going out to the theater for the experience you get of actually riding along in the cockpit with Tom Cruise as he trains a new generation of Top Gun hotshot pilots, naval pilots, naval aviators? We will get to that on the Medved Show. The other good news is there are a bunch of other movies that we're going to review, which are pretty darn good. One of them that's very, very good indeed and probably one of the best of the year. And then a very lovable Frank Capra-style comedy and a racially charged comedy drama that really does make you think about some of the issues in what people call the Great American Reckoning on Race. That's a film called Emergency, which has multiple meanings within the context of that movie. We will get to all of them on the Medved Show. First up, of course, we are back with the troops rallying on all sides in Houston, Texas, with the big NRA meeting. And people have a number of people and some top country performers who were supposed to be there as part of the NRA meeting are saying, I don't think so. I mean, to have a meeting for the National Rifle Association less than a week, it's just, let's see, the killings were on Tuesday. So you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's 3 days after the mass shootings at Uvalde, Texas, shocked not just the United States, but the world. They point out that singer-songwriter Don McLean has announced that he's dropping out from performing at the National Rifle Association's annual meeting this weekend in Houston, saying it would be disrespectful and hurtful to perform just days after 19 children and two adults were gunned down in a mass shooting in the state. And country and gospel singer Larry Gatlin and Larry Stewart of the country band Restless Hearts also said they were dropping out from performing before the NRA. There are also a number of Republican politicians who won't be there, but Ted Cruz will. And it seems to me that part of what a lot of the screaming back and forth, and Ted Cruz is very much included in this, deals with is basically two extreme positions. People understand that there are some wonderful, wonderful things about this country, and there are also some enduring problems with this country. It's not everything in America is great or perfect or ideal, but the country on balance remains the greatest nation on God's green earth. But The problem with this issue of guns is that people have taken extreme positions on both sides. There are people who say that guns are one of the best things about America. No, seriously, you do hear that when people say that we have a Second Amendment because people saw guns and millions of guns in private hands as the best way to protect our freedom from a potentially oppressive government. By the way, anyone who believes that that was the intent of the founders is to use those guns to protect you against the government, No, that is not true, and that is totally groundless, and it's fiction. In other words, I would worry if people actually are saying we are acquiring all these guns not to protect ourselves from criminals, but to protect ourselves from cops or soldiers or the people who put themselves on the line who really are the good guys. And by the way, the whole idea of this militia, that young people should have access to AR-15s, because after all, the people who were the Minutemen and in other militias, and the Minutemen were part of an organized militia, it was an organized group, that people who believe that that acquiring an AR-15 for your personal protection or enjoyment or whatever, that that is the equivalent to getting a firearm to strike out against King George, it's not comparable. The militias in the Revolutionary period were very well organized. And in fact, that's why the Second Amendment begins with a well-regulated militia being necessary to guard a free state. Part of the reason they put the Second Amendment there was to make it clear that they didn't want just a federal army. They wanted the states to have some residual power. And militias were a way that you could have the people of Massachusetts or the people of Pennsylvania actually rallying for their own defense as part of the nationalized effort. The when people are absolutely correct that when people were fighting at the Battle of Concord, the first significant battle of the American Revolution, Lexington earlier in the day, Concord at the end. Now, they were trying to nab the British. They were marching outside of downtown Boston because they wanted to go after two targets. The first target were two revolutionary leaders, Samuel Adams and John Hancock. And they had heard they were staying overnight at an inn in Lexington, and but, of course, the British secret was blown. And they fled. They weren't captured or arrested by the British, as people expected they would be. So the colonial leaders got away. Then they were also going to take away the guns, not by going door to door, because the guns weren't held in private homes. These were the guns for the militia, for the Minutemen, that were stored in a central location that they were going after. So the idea of equating all of that with the defense of guns in this manner, I think that Ted Cruz, who's a wonderful debater, he was a champion debater in at Princeton when he was in college, but this confrontation is not Ted Cruz at his best. He doesn't seem to have the answer. I'm sure he'll find a better one, but he's being badgered in a fairly aggressive way by a British journalist who's emotional on the subject of the shootings. This is clip 13A.
There are 19 sets of parents who are never going to get to kiss their child goodnight again.
Is this the moment to reform gun laws?
You know, it's easy to go to politics.
But it's important. It's at the heart of the issue.
I get that that's where the media likes to go.
No, it's not. It's where many of the people we've talked to here like to go.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
But why does this only happen in your country? I really think that's what many people around the world just, they cannot fathom. Why only in America? Why is this American exceptionalism so awful?
You know, I'm sorry you think American exceptionalism is awful.
I think this aspect of it.
You get your political agenda.
No, it's honestly,
God love you.
Senator, it's not. I just want to understand why you do not think that guns are the problem.
Okay, we will, there's more, and give Ted Cruz at least a chance to make an answer. There's also a truly hateful column that I have to encounter. I mentioned before there are people who believe that guns are the worst thing about America. There are people who think guns are the best thing about America. The idea that Both ideas, it seems to me, are terribly, terribly misleading and off the mark. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
More Michael MedVed in a moment.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Mentioned a column that takes as extreme a side or approach impact from this Uvalde shooting as you can possibly take. It's a piece in the New York Times by Roxane Gay, who's a very much left-oriented thinker And I'm not sure thinker really is the right word. She says in her column, under the headline, "We have failed to protect our kids," she says, "Time and again we are told both explicitly and implicitly that all we can do is endure the constancy of violence." That's right. All we can do is hope that these bullets don't hit our children or us, or our families, or our friends and neighbors. And if we dare to protest, if we dare to express our rage, if we dare to say enough, we are lectured about the importance of civility. We are told to stay calm and vote as an outlet for our anger. Why is that bad advice? Why is anger untethered with results ever a good thing? How does mere anger help here? But she goes on. "Incivility runs through the history of this country, founded on stolen land, built with the labor of stolen lives. The document that governs our lives that effectively denied more than half the population the right to vote. It counted only 3/5 of the enslaved population when determining representation. If you want to talk about incivility, let us be clear about how deep those roots reach." Now, of course, what she's pointing out about people being counted as 3/5, America was even unique. It was American exceptionalism to them. There was no other place in the world in 1787 that counted slaves at all, or that by the way, had moved to abolish slavery. This is long before Britain had even begun an anti-slavery movement. We already did have one here in the States. The United States has become ungovernable, not because of political differences or protest or a lack of civility, but because this is a country unwilling to protect and care for its citizens, its women, its racial minorities, and especially its children. When politicians talk about civility in public discourse, what they're really saying, she writes, is that they would prefer for people to remain silent in the face of injustice. They want marginalized people to accept that the conditions of oppression are unalterable facts of life. They want to luxuriate in the power they hold, where they never have to compromise, never have to confront their consciences or lack thereof, never have to, she goes on, face the consequences of their inaction. Gun violence is one of the problems with which they need not concern themselves, because they believe that these calamities will never affect them or their families. Who believes that? Columbine, which was the first big attention-getting example of school shootings, was an upper-middle-class suburb. Privileged people lived there. The families of the two shooters, Klebold and Harris, were privileged parents. And this does not confine itself to... It does not confine itself to people who are the downtrodden and the unjustly exploited and et cetera, et cetera. But that brings us back to Ted Cruz and his engagement with an unidentified British journalist who was saying, asking Ted Cruz to explain, why does this only happen in America? The fact is, it doesn't only happen in America. What is the truth is that it only happens in America without some kind of reaction to cut back on the availability of firearms for dangerous people. This is the continued colloquy between that journalist and Senator Cruz. Listen, this is 13B.
Why is this just an American problem?
It is just an American problem, sir.
Mr. Cruz, why is America the only country that faces this kind of mass shooting?
But you can't answer that. You can't answer that, can you, sir? You can't answer that. Why is this?
Why is it that people come from all over the world to America? Because it's the freest, most prosperous, safest country on earth.
It may be the freest, it may be the most
popular. Why are our kids dying in cities?
Okay, obviously he was trying to get out of that conversation. And no, the United States is not the safest country on earth, and far from it. By the way, we are not the most crime-ridden. There are many countries that are worse than we are. But for a nation that is so prosperous, where even poor people in America generally have enough to keep them alive, for America to be up there with world leaders again, we used to be up there with world leaders of violence, crime, murder, and then we made tremendous progress back in the 1980s and 1990s. We made progress against violence. Now we're slipping back, and it's not just the school shootings. And the idea that America should feel guilty, that this somehow ties to, if you agree with Roxane Gay, that this somehow is connected, what we're seeing now in schools, with the America's original sins, and it's connected with slavery, and it's connected with treatment of Native Americans, it's a ridiculous notion. It's basically people using the gun issue and the school shooting issue as a way to discredit the entire country. To get back for a minute to Roxane Gay and her extremely red-hot column, she says, when asked for solutions, Republicans talk about arming teachers and training them to defend their classrooms. We hear about how good guys with guns will valiantly stop mass shootings. Even though there have been good guys with guns at several mass shootings, and they have not prevented these tragedies. Yes, but they've reduced their duration. And remember that church in Santa Fe, Texas, not New Mexico, Santa Fe, Texas, there was actually an NRA safety instructor who was nearby who took down the shooter, but only after he had killed, I think it was 26 people at a church. These politicians offer platitudes and prayers and Bible verses, but they do not care to do what must be done to stop the next massacre or the average of 320 people shot every day in the United States, including 42 murders and 65 suicides shot every day. In other words, suicides, of course, much more common. It is critical that we state this truth clearly and repeatedly and loudly, that we don't let them hide behind empty rhetoric, that they know we see through their lies. They must know that we know who they truly are. In other words, this is what is so outrageous. Can we make a recognition that in talking about this stuff...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. for those taking to the skies. At least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide, we've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, what is amazing to me, and we've talked about this a lot this week, I'm sure we'll talk about it next week as well, because it's a big national issue right now, and the terrible thing about the current dispute, and I don't want to say, well, everybody's right and everybody, and there's no right and wrong and there's no black and white on this issue. There are elements of this issue that I think are very, very clear. And some of them count on one side, some of them count on the other side. What is most clear to me and most important is Roxane Gay is lecturing and writing about America's evil heritage and how we're such a terrible country, and don't talk about civility. She doesn't want people to talk about civility. The very essence of civility is recognizing that there's another point of view other than yours. And the fact that someone may disagree with you, whether it's about abortion or firearm regulation, or homelessness, or government spending or taxes, the fact that someone disagrees with you on these points of governance, and they're all questions of governance, doesn't make them evil. It is not the same. When people are talking about the people who defend Second Amendment rights, people who defend the right of private citizens to own firearms, why do you think they do that? It's in many cases because people who own firearms and learn how to use them and go through all the legal procedures and don't mind rigorous background checks, people who want firearms in their personal domiciles, they don't want it for evil purposes. Why do you think they want it? What is the motivation? I'll tell you what Roxane Gay writes about. She says the greatest of all American disgraces is knowing that no amount of rage or protest or devastation or loss will change anything about the country's relationship to guns or to life. Nothing will change about a craven political system where policy is sold to the highest bidder. Language is inadequate for expressing this lack of civility. And she talks about people wanting to hold on to power. Do you really believe, and I'll take somebody who wants to theorize about this, that either the people who are calling for more regulation of guns, for instance, do you think that there is an evil intent behind the desire for many people to limit the sales, or in some cases eliminate the sales, of AR-15 style weapons? Now, that may be ill-advised policy, it may not pay off, but to say that someone has an evil intent to favor that policy is just as wrong as someone who's opposed to that policy having an evil intent, that they want to hold on to power, and that's why they don't want to raise the age of getting an AR-15 to 21. It's madness. And I was saying earlier today that the beginning of this is finding points on which we can agree. The most important point on which we can agree is that people on all sides of this debate and on most debates of the United States, the people on all sides are good people. And they're not evil. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. I want to hold on to power. I mean, people are completely obsessed with the idea that Mitch McConnell, who I happen to think is an exemplary public servant, I think history will be very kind to Senator McConnell. And by the way, he said earlier today that he was willing to sit down and talk about some compromise, moderate, common sense gun reform. Not taking away people's guns, but protecting us from the wrong people getting guns. And this should, by the way, be combined with some justice system reforms that mean that we don't turn violent criminals loose so readily, and that we don't simply let people who are mentally disturbed and dangerous people out in the public to assault the innocent. That, it seems, is one of those points on which we can agree. Where we can't agree, you want to hear an example of the most destructive kind of public statement on this issue. It's Whoopi Goldberg today on The View. She's talking about AR-15s. Listen, clip 14.
No, don't stop voting for Republicans.
Yes.
But get better Republicans in there.
No, not
get
right
people
now.
Who are going to look and say, okay, we don't have to have AR-15s. Well, I want to keep my shotgun because I still hunt. Okay, you can have your gun, but you can't have your AR-15. You're going to get all in my business and tell me what my family can and cannot do? Neither can you. They're going to come for those AR-15s, and you better get ready to give them up, because this is America. We were supposed to be able to do things and be the people we wanted to be, and now we are in a crazy place.
Okay, I agree that we're kind of in a crazy place, but why is allowing people to keep their property, why is that the equivalent of we're supposed to be able to do things and be the people we wanted to be? Should people be allowed to be the people they wanted to be, even if they don't want to be you, Whoopi Goldberg? There is this news item. Liz Cheney filed for re-election yesterday, one day before the filing deadline in Wyoming. The filing, quote, puts to rest speculation that she might bow out ahead of the toughest election fight of her political career. In a video from her campaign, Cheney discussed her allegiance to the Constitution and mapped out her family's deep Wyoming roots. A former President Trump will hold a rally with Harriet Hageman, who was a GOP gubernatorial candidate back in 2018. She lost. That will be on Saturday. So he's going to be at the NRA convention and doing a rally for Harriet Hageman. Who is Harriet Hageman? Why does she merit a presidential rally in Wyoming? Because she's running against Liz Cheney. And right now, because most of the pro-Trump sentiment in Wyoming, it's a state that Trump carried with 70% of the vote, most of that sentiment is coalesced around Harriet Hageman. There's a Club for Growth, which released a poll of the race. And the poll was terrible news for Congresswoman Cheney. What it showed was Hageman 56%, Cheney 26%, and Senator Anthony Bouchard, state senator, at 12%. Do I believe that it's going to be that lopsided? No, I think it's unlikely that it will be. I think that Cheney is going to make it a more competitive race. Is this a race that any sane person would look at and say that, oh, Liz Cheney, sure winner? No, no. It will be a very difficult fight for her to actually win. The just 3 days and 300 miles from Uvalde, where a gunman killed 19 students, the prominent Republicans are going to be participating at the event. The National Rifle Association, NRA, convention in Houston, Texas. They're expecting about 80,000 people to participate. They're going to hear from President Trump. They're going to hear from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who's often talked about as a vice presidential candidate with President Trump, and Senator Ted Cruz. John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas, and Dan Crenshaw, congressman, pulled out of the event. We will be right back with Top Gun and more on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show, hoping that you will have a splendid splendid weekend with maybe even some spring weather, maybe even possibly some Mariners wins, or even win would be good. This should only be a wonderful weekend of hope and healing in every regard for the country. We need it. We have a special broadcast on Monday for Memorial Day about the biggest myths and mistakes that people make about World War II. And we will be back with you, of course, on Tuesday. But today, there are a bunch of new movies that are available, some of them for streaming, some of them in theaters. Come to the best and worst of Hollyweird. And, of course, the big movie today, it was actually released last night, and I know there are people who jammed the theaters last night, it's going to be a tremendous hit, is Maverick. Now, I was talking to somebody this morning, and he had heard we did a full review of Maverick, Top Gun, yesterday. And I'm giving it 3 stars, which is, as people know who listen to the show and listen to my reviews, 3 stars are a very high rating for me. Most pictures do not get that highly rated. And it's 3 out of 4 stars, which means this is a really good movie. It's worth seeing. Okay, this fellow was angry with me. He said, listen, this Maverick is fantastic. It's going to be a super hit. It's really great. He said, have you seen it? No, he hadn't yet, but he was really looking forward to it. He was going out tonight. I do think most people will enjoy it. You do feel like you're, particularly if you see it in IMAX, which is just kind of awesome, you feel like you're in the cockpit with Tom Cruise, whether you want to be or not. And Tom Cruise is undeniably charismatic. He's sympathetic. It's a character you kind of almost believe in. You feel like you know well, even if you haven't seen the original film for 38 years. And by the way, just a couple of things. I talked about how Joseph Kosinski, who's the director of this film, taking over from the first franchise, it was Tony Scott, brother of Ridley Scott, who directed the original Top Gun. I mentioned that he was a master of CGI, and he is. If you look at his background, that's where he comes from. He did one of the Tron movies, which was all CGI. Most of Maverick's not CGI. It is footage using real planes, and it's very impressive. And again, the basic through line of the plot, our movie consultant, who is my brother, Harry Medved, who works over at Fandango.com. But Harry pointed out that I had said that Jennifer Connelly, there was no reference to her in the first movie, and to her part, who becomes a love interest here, replacing Kelly McGillis. That's not strictly true, because there is something in the first Top Gun script where it says, hey, you better stay away from that admiral's daughter. And she's supposed to be the admiral's daughter who was referred to in the script, plus being a bar owner and a single mom near Miramar Naval Base where the Top Gun training goes on. Okay, we've allotted for that. And so there's a correction. It still deserves 3 stars, and it's still PG-13. And look, there's a real problem here because they treat very casually, as if this really can be talked about at a bar, this mission they're going to go into to attack another country. You never find out whether it's North Korea or Iran or Russia or where it is, somewhere in the snow. And somewhere off an aircraft carrier. So I'm probably North Korea or Iran, but okay. So the idea that this could be taken so lightly, and when it's such a tremendous decision to attack another country to wipe out a nuclear facility, okay, it's a movie. And wouldn't it be good to be in a world where it is so clearly a worthwhile endeavor to make the world safer to take out this facility in the hands of bad guys? Fine, you can root for it. And people will root for this movie. They want the movie to succeed, and it will. 3 stars for PG-13 rated Top Gun Maverick. Now, another terrific movie is Operation Mincemeat, which it tells a true story, absolutely true story, and tells it very reliably of World War II. It stars Colin Firth as a top intelligence operative in the Royal Navy in World War II. They're determined to fool Hitler about an attack that Churchill and Eisenhower and Montgomery have all planned for the summer of 1943. Listen, Operation Mincemeat, now streaming on Netflix.
We're going to play a humiliating trick on Hitler.
We have to convince Germany that our target is Greece.
A corpse carrying fake documents.
Prime Minister, that's too big a risk.
The fate of the world is at stake.
The plan is highly implausible.
So when can it be ready?
Okay, this is a follow-up to another movie, but it was a true account, and an account written by Ewan Montagu, who was the main mastermind behind the whole plot. It's called The Man Who Wasn't There. The idea is they take a corpse, and finding the corpse and creating an artificial life around the corpse and passing on the corpse with its phony documents to convince the Wehrmacht that the attack from the Allies is going to come against Greece, not against Sicily and Italy. Well, that's the whole essence of the film. It's extremely watchable, wonderful performances all around, and fascinating to see an actor named Johnny Flynn playing Ian Fleming. Why Ian Fleming? Because Lieutenant Commander Ian Fleming was actually part of this skilled group of operatives staging this fake out of Hitler. 3.5 stars for Operation Mincemeat, PG-13 for some wartime footage and people falling in battle and some references to sexuality. The Valet is another wonderful movie, and it's another 3-star movie for me. It stars Samara Weaving, who is definitely a rising star from Australia, and Eugenio Derbez. Now, Eugenio Derbez is a Mexican star, but you may remember him as the high school teacher who made such a strong impression in the Best Picture winner, Coda. This time he plays a valet, and a movie star, played by Samara Weaving, wants to cover up her scandalous affair with a married tycoon. And they have to do that by making it look like she's somehow really involved with this valet. Listen.
Olivia Allen is going to go out with me?
That's right.
The famous actress?
Yes.
The beautiful one?
Yes. And she'll pretend to be in love with you.
In love, like, you know, like hugging?
Hugging. Probably some kissing.
Kissing? And how much do I have to pay?
No. We pay you.
Ah. You got me.
No, they do want to pay him. And, of course, the relationship grows. And what's really lovable about the movie is it has the aspect of a Frank Capra film. And it's interesting because one of the producers of the film is Frank Capra III, grandson, obviously, of the original Frank Capra. Anyway, the film treats family, diversity in a neighborhood. All the various small parts are well cast and well put forward. It's a remake of a French film, and this one has the added element of ethnicity, a portrayal of a Latino family, Mexican-American family, and a Korean family, and people who are also fighting to save their neighborhood from exploitation. All of that makes for a lovable, sweet, romantic comedy that just makes you feel good to watch it. 3 stars for The Valet, PG-13 for some sex references that are mostly playful, but pretty edgy at the same time. There's also a film called Emergency. It's an R-rated film, and it's a film about 2 black college students on the verge of graduation who almost mess up their lives. Why? Because a white girl they've never met is discovered passed out on their floor. 2.5 stars. That's on Prime Video. All, you can find out more at michaelmedved.com. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend and enjoy every aspect of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.